Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome along to another episode of Opinions Matter, the live and interactive podcast that's recorded every single day. It's myself, Jeremy Dixon, and sitting to my right, which will make no sense to you because you're listening to this podcast, is Katie Mack.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? How are things? Today's discussion, which I'll tell you about in a moment, we deliberately, so normally before we start recording the podcast, normally myself and Katie, or Adrian and Katie, or myself and Adrian, we will sit down with Amanda, who's in the room here today as well, and we will discuss our views on the topic before we go on air. So I'll know what Katie's going to say, and Katie will usually know what I'm going to say. We didn't do it for this topic today.
No.
But because we were on a meeting before it started.
Yeah.
So
We didn't have time to.
So I genuinely do not know what Katie's opinion is, which
sure,
is great.
It's nice to go into a topic not knowing.
And Katie doesn't know what my opinion is either. So neither of us are aware of each other's opinions. So that'll make for a very interesting podcast, I hope. Now, before we get into and do a dive into what this topic is today, I want to let you know that our podcast is sponsored by Hum. And you can check out their website, which is, Katie, you use the website.
What's
the
website? Hum.com.
Shop Hum, actually.
Shophum.com.
Yes, it is. That's Hum with two M's. Shophum.com.
I used Hum this morning.
Well, then that will save me having to talk about what it is. What did Katie use? I didn't even, if we had a meeting, I would have known that.
You want to see? Look. Bought myself an iPad this morning. Just because it was in my head, I was like, I'm going to buy myself an iPad.
Okay, don't curse because it's kind of an ad for the company.
Oh, sorry,
so we won't really curse.
Look, item ready for collection. Now, picked it up today.
So I won't give your address detail. 492.
I bought an SD card and a cover and an iPad.
Okay, so Katie basically used Hum today. Hum is a...
Literally, I left work. Did it literally in 10 minutes sitting in my car and had it picked up, click and collect, and 20 minutes later.
There you go. So yeah, I see by your phone, you went to Harvey Norman to buy an iPad. You obviously didn't want to spend that money all in one go. So did you...
Just because it was in my head from you saying, I was like...
Did you apply for the credit in the shop or did you do it yourself?
No, you did it online, literally at the till. So I was going to use my money and I was like, oh, screw it. I'll just use Hum. Why not?
Brilliant.
Why not?
And how long did it take before you got the okay?
About 6 minutes between going onto the website. I knew what I wanted. Going onto the website and checking out.
There you go. Shop Hum. And she's not making it up. I've seen the screenshot.
No, I don't get a discount, Chris. I'd love a discount. Hum, I don't think that, from what I could see, there's no interest on it, or very low interest on it from what I can see, isn't there?
Yes, yeah. So if you want to avail of that service like our Katie did, go to their website, shophumm.com. Buy now, pay later with Hum. It's that simple. And did you get the iPad yet?
Yes.
You got it. Also, it was in stock.
Yes.
So you have it there already. That's brilliant. And you were able to, it all happened in under 10 minutes.
Yeah. All under 10 minutes. Yeah.
There you go. So
literally, between being ready for click and collect order, within 45 minutes, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, what do we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter? And this is...
Eddie's saying, Katie, you said you bought two iPads the other day too. I bought two for my kids at Christmas time.
Yes, that was Christmas.
I bought myself one today on
Hum. Why are you... Don't feed the trolls.
Just because I want it. And I'm so excited to go home and set it up.
I'm so excited. That'll take about 2 weeks.
If anyone knows any good app games.
Okay. Anyway, what do we want to talk about on today's edition of... Opinions Matter. It's a topic, as I said, that neither myself or Katie know what each other's opinions are on it. But it's one which has divided opinion on Facebook. I'm surprised by some of the reaction to what we're about to talk about. And it was sent in to us by a listener of the name of Kira Jane. Kira Jane's a regular listener to this podcast. And she sent us this. Very upset, by the way. She said, "You should highlight this because I'm disgusted over what happened to me this morning. I was dropping my two-year-old to creche this morning. I pulled into," she mentions the forecourt. We were going to mention it and then we won't yet because there could be an issue about it. She could be taking, and we have to be very careful because she's threatening legal action against the woman who videoed her. So I don't want to mention the forecourt just yet. But she pulled into a petrol station forecourt in Talla to get petrol. My daughter was asleep in the car at 2 years of age and didn't want to wake her up. So I ran into the garage shop to pay. I'd say I was no more than 2 minutes in there. When I come out, there's a woman standing there shouting at me for abandoning my child, and she's trying to video me and says she's calling the police on me. I got so upset, I drove off, but she made me sound like a bad mother. I was only gone for 2 minutes and the car was right beside the shop. Why are people so cruel? This woman was like a psycho, says Kira Jane. Can you talk about this and talk about people not minding their own business? I did nothing wrong and it upsets me so much. Now, before we came on air, we know the garage. And we could
someone guessed the garage there straight away. I'm just going to hide that comment straight away. First comment in, knew the garage. I don't know how, but they knew the garage.
Okay, we looked at the garage and we can see the forecourt. We know exactly where she was parked. And she is right. Where she was parked in relation to the front door, she's literally 20 yards from the front door.
Imagine risking something happening to your child because you're too lazy to bother yours, taking them in and out of the car.
Okay, so we know what your opinion is.
I'm sorry, but seriously.
Well, okay, we know what your opinion is going to be. So go ahead. Over to you, Katie.
Imagine being that lazy. Being that lazy that you'd leave your toddler in the car alone. Anything could happen. You know, anything could happen. All it takes is 30 seconds, if even, for your kid to be snatched or the car to go on fire, your kid to choke and you wouldn't know about it. Anything can happen within 2 minutes. And I don't believe it's 2 minutes. I think if she's messaged us and she's saying this, she's probably saying 2 minutes. It's most likely not 2 minutes.
Okay, well, the message was sent at 9:30 this morning and she said it had happened like 20 minutes or 40 minutes. So it was probably 9 o'clock.
That's garages like neglect to me.
Really?
Yeah, that's a form of neglect to me. Leaving your kid in a car alone? No, you don't do it. Absolutely not. No way.
So the child was asleep.
Bad mammy.
Okay, I don't agree with you. I have to be honest with you.
What?
I'm
very surprised.
I don't agree because I've seen how far away the car is. The car is literally within walking distance. You'd be there in like 10 seconds to the car. What is the problem?
The problem is that anything could happen and that your child is a baby. More or less.
Well, no, it's a toddler.
Well,
two years of age.
What can a toddler do for itself if there's an emergency situation?
But you could say the same when you leave your... Sorry, have you ever left your daughter in the bedroom and put her to sleep for a nap during the day? You're not in the room beside her.
When she was small, she was in a cot bed.
Yeah, but you weren't in the room.
We're not always comparisons returns.
We're not always.
Don't compare your child's room. Your child's room is safeguarded. The windows have special things on them. Anything that's dangerous is not in the room.
A bedroom could go on fire. A bedroom could go on fire while you're not in there. A socket could burn out.
I understand that, but leaving a child in a car outside in a public area is not the same as leaving a child in a bedroom. It's a ridiculous.
Okay, well, I disagree. I disagree. I think this woman was treated appallingly. I think there's a lot worse going on than what she did. It was literally 2 minutes. And here's my issue as well. And we're going to be talking to people who admit to doing it in the next couple of minutes. But we're going to be hearing from as well the self-righteous. Oh, it was a disgrace. It was a disgrace. I don't believe. Sorry?
I'm not self-righteous.
I'm not talking about you. But I don't believe that there's not a parent listening that hasn't done it at some stage. I don't believe that. Now, if she was going into a restaurant or something like that for 20 minutes, I'd say fair enough. I got petrol before we came out here today. And I'll tell you where I got petrol. I got petrol at Clochrane, just at the back of the airport. And I knew we were going to be talking about this when I went to get petrol. So from the time I filled up my tank in the forecourt and went, because I timed it, and went into the shop, tapped my card and came back out to the car. Now, there's no kid in my car, fair enough, but I wanted to see how long it took. So I filled up the petrol in the petrol station at Clochrane, went in, paid for the petrol and came back out. Do you know how long it took, Katie?
It doesn't matter how long it took.
90 seconds.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so 90 seconds.
Your baby out of the car. Why Why take the chance?
Because she didn't want to wait.
It's too precious. Why take the chance? You know what the thing is? Do you know what the scary thing is? Is that if that was €1 million in a briefcase, you wouldn't leave it sitting there. You take it with you. And that's the truth of God. You wouldn't leave €1 million sitting in a briefcase there. You wouldn't. Don't tell me if you had £1 million sitting in a bag there and you were going into shop that you would leave that in your car and risk it. So why risk it with your kid?
Okay, I'd like to hear from you. And as I said, we have to be very careful what we're saying about this because there could be legal action pending about this because Ciara Jane, rightfully so, is annoyed that this woman, who she says was a psycho, decided to video her, like, and shame her, and literally shame her. Like, what the hell? Literally for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And waking up your baby, it can be a difficult thing to do. When you get your baby to sleep and the baby's quiet, sometimes it's awful to wake up a baby. But Casey,
you said, there's plenty. Do you know what I do when my kid, if my little one loves a little nap in the car, she loves the rocking of the car sends her into a lovely little sleep for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. If she's asleep, do you know what I do? I go and look for a petrol station that has a pay at the pump, like a responsible parent.
Okay. So Katie is shaming this one. I'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Be brutally honest about what you would do. As I said, it was 2 minutes, 90 seconds for me. That's not a long time. Here is Darren. Is Darren angry though?
This woman is just a nosy yellow wagon. Probably the same type of woman who reports white vans around the States. And video recording her. She's just looking for any excuse to put some up on Facebook. It's pathetic. I would have got her phone and I would have smashed it on the ground and told her to fuck off. Something similar happened to me with the dog. I had the dog in the back of the Jeep, pickup Jeep, and a lad followed me the whole way to the shop. And it was only a few minutes away from the house, and he followed me the whole way to the shop, trying to put my picture up on Facebook and report me. Oh, I dealt with that fairly fast.
I find myself in a strange position that I'm actually agreeing with Darren.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Edward, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Yeah, I agree with Katie. Anything could happen in 2 minutes.
Like what? What do you think is going to happen in 2 minutes?
Like, someone could come up and snatch the baby or go into the car. And was the car on?
No, should the car... I don't know, but I doubt it was. Because you have to take the keys out of the car and you have to turn the ignition off when you are putting petrol in the car. So I would imagine that she had the key with her.
Keys in the car with your baby in the car and the car running, then you really
are... Did she leave the keys in the car as well, though?
Okay, let me find that out. She's in work at the moment, but let me just find it out because I know she's listening online. So bear with me 1 sec there, Edward. Amanda, can you do me a favour and actually message Ciara Jane and ask her that question? Let me know if she gets back. No, just ask her where the keys actually in the car. I don't know at the moment, but I would imagine that they weren't, but I cannot say either way. So you think this woman is guilty of abandoning her child? I mean, that's the word that was used, child abandonment. That's ridiculous.
Okay, how was it ridiculous?
Because it was 2 minutes. The car was literally... Katie, how far? Look at the picture of the forecourt. How far was the car away from the shop?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's why take the chance?
It's at the nearest...
We don't live in early 2000s anymore, Jeremy. Well, yeah. Anything could happen these days.
Yeah. Ireland is not the country it used to be. It's not the country it used to be. You cannot take any chances.
So what was going to happen, lads, in a petrol station forecourt at a quarter to nine in the morning?
By having your kid, which you're ensuring that it can't happen. Why not, for the sake of the 3 minutes it takes to take your child out of the car and the 3 minutes it takes to put your child back in the car, if even, why take the chance?
Because she literally...
Don't be doing this cut corner parenting. Parent or don't parent.
Oh my God, Mrs. Perfect, yeah. Mrs. Perfect,
yeah.
Parent.
Yeah, I've got a kid in the car.
I'm disgusted that you all shaming this woman. Like, literally,
shame on her. Literally,
yeah. Shame on her. Yeah,
shame on her, yeah. for leaving the child.
Absolutely, a big shame on that bitch.
I hear Edward. Calm down. Wow. There. It was 2 minutes.
In fairness, if anything happened, how would you live with yourself? Do you remember a story a couple of months ago? I think it was Gardiner Street, that poor little baby in the back of the car. Can you imagine? And that mother was standing at the car taking the buggy out of the car, as far as I remember. So she hadn't even left the child, and some scumbag jumped in. Can you imagine that, the despair and the worry? I'd say that mother probably needs therapy to this day for that.
I'm sure that was a 5-month-old baby, by the way.
I'd say
at the time.
That those parents have never, and probably will never, be the same since. That would never leave you. Why take a chance? And if something like that can happen when the parents are standing there.
So you think she should have literally woke the baby up, picked the baby up just to walk five steps? Yep. Just to walk five steps?
Yeah.
It's called parenting.
It's called putting your child first. Their safety is paramount. Anything else doesn't really matter.
So the Kira Jane is listening to this podcast right now. Obviously, she can't watch him. She might respond by text. But what would you like to say to her?
Well, you shouldn't have done that. Because if something happened in a few minutes, you would have called emergency services crying your eyes out. Ooh, someone stole my baby. No, shame on you. Shame on you.
Mm. Well said.
Because she really did something that was that bad.
Be a mother. Don't be lazy. Take your kid out of the car. Do you know what I mean? Would you live with yourself if something happened? Laziness
exactly,
of it.
Exactly, Katie.
Yeah,
it's nothing to do with laziness, lads. Again, KG, you're coming across like you're not even a mother, for God's sake.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm not a father myself. But it is risky.
It's not done out of laziness.
It is done out of laziness.
It's not. It's done out of not wanting to wake the baby.
Then don't go and get diesel yet. Okay. Wait until your baby's awake. All it takes is 2 seconds for some weirdo freak to get in your car, or your child to start choking, or something to happen. And I know you don't time for what ifs. But in a world where you have kids, you have to think of the what ifs. It takes 2 seconds to run in, wake your bloody baby. Be a parent. Yeah. Put your child's safety first.
So wake the baby up literally for the sake of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all.
Or wait until she's awake later to go. Wait until car seats have great things now where you can literally click them in, take them out. You don't even have to wake the baby.
She literally ran into the shop.
It doesn't matter. The car seats, you can literally click. There's not even a need to wake the baby now. When I had my babies, they're not babies anymore. I'd be able to go into the shopping centre. I'd be able to take them out of the car, put in the car seat, stick them on the legs, and off
we went.
You're
brilliant. You're the best mother ever.
It's called being a parent. It's putting your child's safety first.
It's called being a parent.
You wouldn't leave, and this is the fact, you wouldn't leave €1 million sitting there. Why would you leave your child sitting there?
Edward, did you call that woman a bitch, by the way? There's people saying that
you did.
You
know we did.
Sorry, I can't remember what you read. Okay,
and I am not taking it back. She is.
Well, there's people asking you to take it back because it's very offensive. I'm not.
Because that's really unresponsible.
He wants to call her.
This is called opinions matter.
I'm not taking it back. This is really irresponsible. If she rings emergency services crying, that's her fault.
So what do you think, or what did you think was going to happen to the baby in 2 minutes?
Some tramp could jump in the car and snatch the fucking baby. Anything could happen in 2 seconds, like Katie said. But how can you not hear that?
Because they could do that even.
I also don't believe it was 2 minutes. Be very careful,
Katie, because I'm not going to be... Calm
down, right? I don't believe a woman was standing there threatening to ring the guards and shouting the odds over 2 minutes. I think it was longer. That's my personal opinion.
But your personal opinion is wrong.
That shop, you can get food in that shop. So there might have been stopping to get a coffee.
You can't get a fillet steak and chips. I'm telling you, literally, before we came on air, I did the exact same thing in the garage in Clochran, which is just up the road from us now. I was 90 seconds from the time I went in that door to the time I came out. 90 seconds.
I just don't see why we didn't have kids with you.
Well, as well, some people do things impulsively. No? Am I alone on this?
I just don't believe it's 2 minutes. I don't believe it.
So you believe she was in there for half an hour?
What if it's longer?
I believe she was in there longer.
Vanessa, what do you want to say on this?
I don't think she should have been berated in the way that she suggests that she was.
It's happening here as well. She's literally being berated.
I'm just saying, berating someone isn't going to make them change their behaviour. But I also think I would never, ever, ever leave my child in the car alone. Not a hope. I have a hip carrier, and I have a wrap that if he is asleep, I'll put him in the wrap. I don't understand why she's taking it. And again, this is, I'm not trying to be judgmental, because what works for one family isn't what works for another family. But my child wouldn't be going to nursery without a breakfast. So why was the child asleep going to nursery? But that's just me being curious.
Well, Vanessa, kids sleep. Sorry, your 2-year-old sleeps. No, I have a 3-year-old, but as soon as you put my 3-year-old into the car,
even if she's wide awake,
she goes to sleep straight away. So
I think that's just my jealousy. Because my child is awake from 5 o'clock in the morning.
But this woman being shamed, I'm sorry, that woman in that forecourt is a Karen, an absolute Karen, taking her phone out.
I'm
going to call
the
police.
We're hearing the full story. I just don't. I just fail to believe that this all kicked off because of.
I don't agree with that.
But there's
because
more to
this. I've met people who would explode like that over 2 minutes or over 90 seconds. I have met people.
Oh, yeah.
When I was feeding my child, I was feeding them from a bottle and I was berated for feeding them from a bottle instead of a breast. Jeez. Because I didn't have breast milk. So, you know, I've seen those people. They exist. And they live to cause controversy for new parents. And I'm sorry, they do exist. But I don't believe she deserves that. What I would suggest is that she reads up on what can actually happen to a toddler or a baby within the space of 2 minutes. Anything could happen.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I could never leave my child. And there's a huge difference, Jeremy, between a private dwelling where you're in the next room and a car out in public where anything could happen. A sideswipe could happen that could hit the side of the toddler. Someone could carjack it. There could be an incident that your child gets hurt. And you could never forgive yourself as a mother if something was to happen to your child. So I know it's convenient sometimes to just leave them in the car and just quickly go and pay, but it's not worth the risk. It really isn't. It's not worth the risk.
Okay.
I don't believe berating her.
Well, then you can say it's not worth the risk of putting your child to bed at night and you sitting there watching TV while your child's alone in the bedroom because
there's a big difference.
No, there's not.
There's a big difference because in your private dwelling, there's only you and your family. You know, out in the public, you are at risk of everything. Everything.
Sorry, what was going to happen? What was going to happen in this garage forecourt at 8:45 in the morning?
Let me bring you back to that incident on Gardiner Street where the mother was literally taking the buggy out of the car.
Yeah.
I'm sure if that mother were on now, she would say, and this is a woman who didn't even leave the child. She was actually at the car. I'm sure that's a woman who would say, don't leave your child in the car for a second and turn your back
for a second.
That's
a once off.
Anything could be a once off until it happens.
Rare doesn't mean
anything
impossible.
Could be.
Rare doesn't mean impossible, Jeremy.
I just think you're all being very harsh on a woman who made a rash decision. And by the way, you're not going to change your mind.
I'm not being harsh on her. I didn't call her a bitch, but I do think it's lazy not to take your kid out when you're going into the shop. I do think it's lazy.
Because at the end of the message, she says, I did nothing wrong and it upsets me so much. So Kira Jane does not believe that she did anything wrong. So you tell her to look up videos, Vanessa. And some of those videos, by the way,
I don't believe the two.
I'm not talking about videos. Hang on. I'm not talking about videos. I'm talking about the HSE and the NHS of what could actually happen to your child unsupervised in a car.
I also don't believe the 2 minutes thing. I just don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. I simply don't. I think it's crap. I don't think a woman
whether it's
was
2 minutes or whether
phone.
It's 20.
Well, hang on.
Put your child first.
Do you believe I was in a garage for 90 seconds today?
Possibly. And the reason
I'm not making it up.
Lunchtime. 9:15 in the morning is when traffic is heavy. I've seen the shops at that time in the morning when people are going to work. That's when garages tend to be at their busiest, between maybe 6:30 and 9:30, 10:30. So I would say it was probably peak time for traffic in the shop and in the forecourts. That's my opinion. I don't think it was.
So how long do you think she was in the, or how long are you accusing her of being?
She could have been in there getting a coffee, maybe getting herself a Sambo, going to the toilet.
She's not working tomorrow. She's off tomorrow. So I get her straight on, and you can say that to her that you don't.
I do believe there's more to it. I don't believe that this woman was standing there acting like this, you know, for over 2 minutes.
I literally can't believe that I'm alone on this. Does anybody actually agree with me? Is there no common sense nowadays? Because all I'm hearing, no offence Vanessa, all I'm hearing is hysterical women, and you're an hysterical woman saying about, oh well, what could happen, this could happen and that could happen.
Like when you become a parent, your child's safety is paramount. And I would rather risk waking the child and have a groggy, moany child than something happening to my child to make them injured or to make them disappear. I would rather risk
everything
the
you
issue
do.
No,
Vanessa. Everything you do with your child is a risk. There's a risk with everything you do.
Of course it is.
But does
it,
but
you
why,
mitigate
why
those risks as much
risks?
As you possibly
yeah,
can.
You try and get rid of the risks as much as you can.
And you mitigate them by keeping them close. And I'm sorry if this sounds harsh, but at the end of the day, your child's safety is more important than having a grumpy, groggy child. Yeah.
But
I'm sorry.
Then never put your child in one of those play centre things because...
He is.
Sorry?
But my child is up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning. I would never send my child to a nursery if they weren't awake.
No, I'm talking about, if you're talking about you should always look after your children and make sure no harm comes in, which is fair enough. You should never do anything where there's even a small risk. So don't put them in one of those ball pens.
No, you mitigate the risks.
But then
risks.
Then don't put them in one of those ball pens in a play centre.
These play centres have like proper doors with locks. The parents are watching the children. The parents are supervising their kids. The point is, if you're in a shop and your kid is in the car, you cannot be supervising. You're not in control.
But sorry, I've gone...
You're not in control of your kid.
Hang on a sec, I'm getting annoyed now. I go to these play centres. I bring my kids to these play centres, where there's ball pens and all that. Every single parent that goes to them doesn't go into the play part of it. They sit down and have
a
coffee at the table.
But you can see them.
But you're still, you're further away from your kid in the play centre than this poor mother was in the garage.
But you can still see them.
Doesn't matter, you're still further away.
There's also doors that locked, you have to sign out to get out of them. I'm sorry, no, it's different. It's different leaving your kid out in an open public space. Unsupervised, a baby.
An open public space.
Yes, an open public space.
Why take any chance? Here's Eddie.
Okay, Jeremy said something there that I don't agree with, so let's shoot down his argument. Jeremy, answer this. How long do you think it would take you to kidnap a child out of a car? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? So that makes your 90-second argument a mute point.
Yes, it only takes a second to snatch a child. But if you're going to use that argument, then the child could be literally snatched out of your car as you're standing pumping the diesel into the car.
Imagine coming out of the shop and your child is gone, or your child was choking or something like that. It's just, you'd never live with yourself. And, you know, you'd say to yourself, Jesus, I should have just taken her out of the car. It would have taken me 3 minutes. She would have been cranky, but, you know, she would have gone back to sleep, or it would have pacified her in some way. But at least she'd be safe.
Lads, you're all going on like this is a Jerry and Kay McCann thing. It's not. It's literally...
Jeremy, things happen. And just because it's rare and it doesn't happen often doesn't mean it won't happen. There's a first time, a second time, a third time for everything. And even though
can I just say, everyone thinks it won't happen to them until it does.
But it's such a rare occurrence. It doesn't matter.
Do you remember this story, Jeremy? A car, two little twin boys, I think they were little twins, were playing in a car, and the dad was and the mom were there, but the car went on fire and one of the twins died. It was in Ireland.
I know. These things...
The car went on fire and they were trying to get the child out of the car, but whatever happened with the mechanics, they couldn't open the door, so they... it's horrible to
say. And can I also say, a two-year-old cannot take the seatbelt off of them. They cannot get out of the car if anything happens to the car.
It was 2 minutes, 120 seconds. Literally the time that Katie's just been speaking there to me just now. That's all the time was.
Two minutes too long.
Oh my God. Can we get some sense? Can we get some common sense, Brian?
Yeah, sorry, lads. I just wanted to leave a message. I'm sorry I can't come on today. I'm a bit busy. But I just wanted to say, listen, Jeremy, will you stop acting like a clown? I think that was a very irresponsible thing for that mother to have done. Anything could have happened to that poor kid. She could have at least locked the doors of the car, you know.
Sorry, we haven't heard back from her to find out what were the keys in the car. We don't be judging, by the way, Brian, saying did she lock the cars or not, or did she not lock the cars, because we don't know just yet. Okay, so maybe she did lock the cars. Are we going to get common sense out of Dave? How are you, Dave?
What's the story, lads?
Well, Dave, you swear this woman was after giving her baby heroin from the reaction to this, literally that she was injecting heroin into the child.
Well, look, I mean, I would like to think that she locked the car, you know, when she ran in.
So would I.
How is a baby going to start choking out of nowhere? Like, you even hear people saying, well, if the car caught fire, like, we don't live in a world where Simpsons physics is a thing, you know? Like, now, again, look, I do it myself from time to time. If I'm coming home from my young lad's been in crash, she has a danger nap, I need to go into my local centre, I will wait until I can get, like, a spot literally right outside the front door of the shop. I lock the doors. I make sure they're down the windows and out a little bit. If it's a warm day, I don't do it. You mitigate for these things. The only difference is I live in a place where there's practically zero crime. You know, like, I don't think, like, I'm here 25 years, I don't think I've ever heard of a car being broken into, let alone robbed. Definitely no kids kidnapped.
Would you do it in Dublin, Dave?
You see, this is what I was going to say. If I was in Limerick or if I was in Dublin or Cork or something, I would probably be more reluctant to do it. Like, if you are in an area that has high crime or, you know, like, cars being robbed is a thing, that would probably make me think twice, and I probably would take the risk of waking the child up. You know, like, again, like, if it's her local forecourt, look, she knew herself she was taking a risk. I don't doubt for one second if she was that blasé about her kid's safety that she was just like, well, I'm going to go in and get myself a flat white and, you know, fuck the child, whatever.
I just don't understand these parents who do it. How can they, like, not be on edge or uncomfortable?
Because it was 2 minutes.
Yeah, but Katie, if you think about it, like, consider what our parents did with us when we were younger. Our parents used to, like,
go.
I know today, but it's not.
Ireland is a different place.
Katie, it's not. This country is infinitely more orders of magnitude safer for kids nowadays. The only difference between now,
I agree with that.
It is.
Well, hang on a second, Katie. Where this happened? Where this incident happened in the forecourt of this garage? Yeah, there's about six cameras. Back in the '80s, there was no CCTV anywhere. As soon as you walk out the door, there's cameras everywhere. There was no cameras when you were a kid. I remember because there's photographs of me being left outside the shop in the pram on the path while my mother's gone in to do the shopping. That's the way it was back then.
It was a different time.
Yeah, but I'm grand. You couldn't fit a lot of prams into doors of shops, and prams were
often... It was a different time.
Oh, different time.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
Go on.
No, but the difference now is we have social media to keep us paralyzed with fear that a man and a white man is going to kidnap your kids.
Yeah.
Like, if you think of it back to the 80s and 90s, kids were being abused wholesale, and their abusers were getting away with it. We're a lot more clued in, and we're a lot more copped on nowadays in regards to kids' safety. And not even that. Back in the day, staircases weren't a thing, locks and windows weren't a thing. You know, and I'm not saying we should go back to those days, but obviously we shouldn't be going back to the days where you went to the pub and left your kids in the car, or you went to the shops and left your kids in the car while you went shopping. Do you know, and look, this lady, it wasn't the best decision on her behalf, but I don't think she deserves the vitriol. Like,
no, maybe not deserve to be called a bitch, but I do think it's lazy of parents who don't take their children out of the car. I think it's laziness.
But at the same time, but Katie, can you say 100% of the time, can you say you've never done something with your kids and said, maybe I shouldn't do that again?
Maybe, like, in hindsight, but I never would have done something like that knowing that they were unsupervised in a place, in a public place. I wouldn't be able to relax. I'd be very uncomfortable. And then if you got stuck, you know, you can get these old people in front of you take ages because they're ordering the lotto and scratch cards and everything. And then, you know,
pain with the fucking socks full of change.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you. And then you're stuck there for 10 minutes. And meanwhile, I just would be freaking out. I'd rather my child where I can see them in my arms or holding my hand when they're so small, then wondering, Jesus, is there somebody at my car? Did I lock my doors? Is she all right in there? Especially a 2-year-old. A 2-year-old is still a baby.
The 2-year-old was asleep, Katie, you silly person.
Call me a silly person. What difference? Kids wake up. And then the kid wakes up and the mammy's not there and she starts freaking out. Don't call me a silly person for being responsible, Jeremy.
Look, it's not a fair comparison when I do it compared to what this lady did, because at the same time, I live in an incredibly safe place. Things like this just don't happen. They never happen. There's more chance of me being struck by lightning or hit by a fucking meteorite than someone trying to kidnap my child out of the car. But at the same time, she doesn't deserve the fucking hate that she's getting for. Like, all parents, every single last one of us have done things that, in retrospect,
absolutely,
by today's standards, could be probably considered child neglect.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Dave. Finally, we got there and we got some sense.
I knew this was going
to
happen.
Dave, there's a couple of people that are going to want to talk to you in a second.
I knew this was going
to
happen.
Okay, here is Tracy. Sorry, Tracy, there you are.
On today, but it's a good topic. I'm going to put my hand up here now and say I have done this. Now, my daughter's not a baby and I'm not going to make excuses with age because I don't think that's relevant with this, to be honest. So what I do is, so if I go to have to fill up, I go to the petrol station and my pump is on my driver's side and my daughter's on the passenger side. So I always go around to the nearest pump by the door and I would just fill up and I would literally, no excuses, I would just run in and I would just pay and I'd be looking out the window and I would just run out. So I'm putting my hand up and I'm saying I pretty much agree with Jeremy. If we were to think that, oh, this could happen with your child, oh, that could happen with your child, I mean, let's think about it. You could be stuck in traffic somewhere and a car could hit the back of you with your child in it. Someone could try and take your child out of the car and then you're in a hurry trying to get out of the car. And it's like, things can happen. Like, you know, I don't think what happened to this lady should have happened. I don't think she should be shamed. She made a decision. She had to go and fill up. It doesn't make her any less of a mother. So these people that are saying, oh, she's a bitch and she's a horrible mother and she's this, I think it's just totally wrong. Like,
There is no reason to be abusing the mother. I agree. But Edward is entitled to his opinion. That's what he wants to say. That's what he's entitled to say. It's his opinion.
Okay, Kira
but
Jane.
She doesn't deserve to be abused for it.
Okay, Kira Jane has been on to us. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Kira Jane, the lady who brought it up, is in work, strange enough, because she had to drop the child off to the creche. We're trying to get her on tomorrow for an update on this, if there is an update. But she sent this message to Amanda, which has been forwarded to me. I'm so angry listening to this. Wish I could come on, but I refuse to talk to Katie. Disgusting attitude as a mother. Yes, the keys were out. Yes, the door was locked. And yes, it was 2 minutes. I didn't buy anything else. There was no queue in the shop. Yous don't have a clue.
But why is my attitude disgusting? I was asked my opinion. You contacted the show, Claire Louise, whatever your name is. What's her name?
Well, there's nothing to be rude about.
No, forget what her name is.
What's your name? Well, you have it there in front of you.
I don't have it in front of me,
Kira Jane.
Kira Jane. I'm disgusting, what, because I give my opinion. I'm sorry, I do believe that parents...
By the way, I didn't hear you attacking Dave there when Dave said he did it.
But Dave was saying himself in Dublin he probably wouldn't do it.
But it doesn't matter. So, you don't think
I wasn't attacking Kira Jane. Sorry, you don't think
cars can go on fire down the country?
Hang on. I didn't attack Kira Jane either. I gave my opinion. I didn't call her any names. I believe that on a whole, it is lazy parenting not to take your kid out of the car to bring them into the shop with you. Why would you leave your kid out? Why would you take a chance? You wouldn't do with a shitload of money. Why do with your child? Your flesh and blood. That's it. That's simply it.
Stay there for a second, Dave. John, what do you want to say on this?
How you doing, Jeremy? How you doing, Katie? Well, here's the story on this one. I wouldn't even leave my fucking mobile phone and my wallet in the car, never mind a kid. It is total. It's just stupidity, really, to be honest with you. You know, you've seen all in the news the last few weeks, all the car hijackings. They're hijacking cars with fucking people in them. Never mind leaving a kid.
God, every day that's happening, isn't it?
There was two there in the last 4 weeks. There was two in the last 4 weeks. Look it up. I'm not shitting you. People hijacking cars and then they're driving down the road and copping those people in the back. One was a taxi, by the way, and he fucked the passenger out. You know, so here's the thing. If anybody in this world, look, just the Ireland of Ireland, thinks that this can't happen, it can fucking happen. You know, and I can't get to the laziness of it. The fucking laziness of it. That's all it is. I'm not going to call her name.
Well, hang on. You're saying things could happen. Would you, if we're going on holidays this summer and we're going to be bringing the kids to a theme park that has roller coasters. So if I let one of my kids go on the roller coaster and the roller coaster happens to get stuck like that, would you call me? Because accidents could happen. Would you call me a bad parent if I did that?
Answer the question. I answered your question.
No, you didn't answer the
park riot, you shithead. Yes. It's a park riot. Don't start annoying me, Jeremy.
No,
here's the thing.
So would you blame me?
I would blame you if you left your fucking kids in the car and they fucked off down the road with some junkie boy in the wheel. That's what I'd say to you. What the fuck? You're annoying me now. Because the fact of the matter is, it's preventable what she done there today. To be a cry alert all over every fucking motorway.
Here we go. You can prevent anything from happening to your child if you literally lock the room and wrap your child up in cotton wool,
what's wrong. You know. But okay, let's ask you a fucking question then. Now, would you leave your kids in the car and go into a garage?
Into a garage?
Would you leave your kids in the car?
Would you let me answer the question?
Just shut up.
Okay. first of all, I've never had that situation. Now, my young fella, who's 10, he stays in the car. That's fine. So what age? What age are you talking? Because I have three kids.
It doesn't fucking matter. Well, what age? Do you leave your kids in the car? Yes or no?
What age are you talking about?
Up to 10 years of age. It doesn't matter.
Yes,
up to 10. Anyway.
Yes, I've left my son.
Would you leave Freya and Alex?
Well, then you're another idiot.
My son is 10, you absolute gumbean.
He's 10 years. And what's he going to do? What's he going to do if an adult comes into the car? What's he going to fucking do? You think he's going to be able to send them off?
Would you leave Alex
and Freya? You're in a fucking queue in the garage and you haven't got a clue what's going on.
Dave, what do you say to that? Seriously, my child is 10 years of age and he stays in the car because he doesn't want to get out and pay for petrol. And all of a sudden now, I'm like Jerry and Kate McCann.
I know, yeah. You swear you're up there with Fred and Rosemary West. I heard this carjacking thing before, right? Yeah. So that's when you're sitting in the car, someone jumps into your car, rips you out of it and drives off in your car, yeah?
Yes.
Right, well then how is that any comparison to a car that's locked, alarmed, and has an immobilized?
The reason why I made the point is the fact of the matter is they're even pulling people that's sitting in their cars. So what you hold on please and let me answer your question. You think you can just run into a garage and leave your fucking kids in the car? At least you were in the car, you're gonna get out of the car, you're gonna get pulled out of the car, but your kids aren't there to send themselves off. Jeremy's going on there about 10-year-old. It doesn't matter what age they are. You can't send anybody off.
Jeremy, would you leave?
Fucking idiot.
How old is Alex? Five?
She's 5 years
and
of age.
And how old is Freya?
Freya's three.
Would you leave those two beautiful girls in the car on their own, those two precious little darlings on their own?
It hasn't come up yet because normally when the car, I don't know because I haven't done this is what you're going to say. I don't know if I would do it. But like literally.
I know you wouldn't. But I know you wouldn't, Jeremy, because I know you well. You wouldn't. I know you wouldn't, because I fucking wouldn't.
But so you're shaming me for doing it on my 10-year-old. My 10-year-old. Literally.
What does it take? 2 seconds to bring the fucking kid into the garage with you?
So you think a child abductor is going to be able to... Get your shit together.
Get your shit together. Seriously, guys.
You think... You're on drugs. Seriously, you're on drugs.
I'm on drugs. I can't believe the stupidity of this show today.
You think that a child abductor is going to be able to lift up a 10-year-old and drag him away under his arm?
What do you fucking know? There's a car I can pull up beside your car and I see that there's a fucking child in the back.
To be fair, Jeremy, you literally just answered my question I asked. Did you do before? You said it hasn't come up.
Dave, what age is your youngest that you leave in the car?
I don't believe that you didn't do
it
because it hasn't come up.
It's not about me. Stop making everything about me.
No, Dave, you're making it about you.
Dave, what age is your youngest that you leave in the car?
He's 3.5.
3.5, and you're running.
I'll be in and out of my local centre, my local garage. If I'm pulling up outside, I can be out the door in about 30 seconds. The car has an immobiliser. The doors are locked. I can literally see the car the whole time I'm in the shop.
Will you fuck off?
John, you're the very man who admitted on this podcast before. You let your 11-year-old child out till about 11 o'clock at night time.
I'm in front of your house, you're talking down your nose
to other fucking people.
Come here and I'll tell you something. I'm not in a fucking a place where I don't know where I am. In a forecourt. Oh, what's going on? There's cameras here. What's a camera going to do if your kid's gone down the road, you stupid bollocks?
Shut your mouth for 2 seconds, you stupid cunt, and I'll fucking tell you, right?
I'm a
sausage. Go deliver a sausage, you fucking gobshite.
I live
in a small fucking village where there's no fucking crime. Says the man that lets a preteen girl walk around Dublin at night time not knowing where she is, not with her parents around her. How is the air up there on top of the moral high ground thing you're telling me?
Now here's the thing, guys. I just cannot believe the stupidity here today. Everybody's mouths. Dave, fucking every other clown
Dave,
on
Dave
this.
Says, calm down for a sec. Jeez, take a breather. Dave said that he goes into Centra. What did you say, Dave? Under 1 minute, the child is alone in the car.
I'm that paranoid of a parent about my kid's safety. I have timed myself. I will sit there, wait till the shop is practically empty. I'm in and out in under 2 minutes.
I just need to refer to something that's probably not very relevant to the show.
But while you mention it,
I need to ask, did you just call John a curry-slinging goon?
Yes, I did.
What are the, if you were to summarise the chances of anything happening in those 2 minutes, what percent would you put it at, Dave?
Genuinely, there is more chance of me being struck by lightning. There's more chance of me getting hit by a car crossing the road with my child than there is anything happening.
You keep living in Lincoln Cuckoo Land, you which are now fucking crying. Like, way out at you, fucking clown.
John, one second. Open your ears, okay? When you live in a place where there's no crime, call it an area with no crime. Is that getting into your thick skull?
I'm amazed. You're a clown. You're a fucking clown.
I'm a clown.
Is there anybody else there?
Well, all you're doing is insulting the man. You haven't, John. You haven't told him.
In fairness, Dave is insulting him as well. Now, to be fair.
Did you hear his words? No. And did you hear what he said? There's no crime. Is he fucking laughing here? Am I hearing the same?
Well, John, just because you probably live in the ghetto doesn't mean that Dave lives in the ghetto.
No fucking crime. There's crime everywhere. And he thinks that it's not going to happen to him. But that's it. I hope it doesn't. I fucking hope it doesn't. And I hope it doesn't happen to anybody. Because the fact of the matter is, there is a fact that it can happen. And of course it can happen. And where it all
again, John, as I was saying, the roller coaster I'm going to let my kids go on this summer on their holidays, that could fall off the tracks. There you go.
Well, here's the thing. You've seen there in Taito Park originally, and what they've done. They tested that machinery for fucking thousands of hours.
I know they're tested,
The fact of the matter is...
Oh, and here's surprise. Yeah. Surprise, John. They test cars as well. Get your shit together.
That's true, too.
Stay there.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Okay, John, a lot of people are saying that I didn't give you enough free airtime, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. If you can, don't curse, don't shout. 2 minutes to explain your point. Is that fair enough? 2 minutes?
Don't be leaving your kids in a fucking car. It takes 2 seconds to bring them with you. That's all. That's all I want to say. But nobody wants to tell you. Nobody wants to... There's nobody grasp at this. You know, I wouldn't leave a dog in a fucking car. You know, never mind a kid. It takes 2 seconds. Literally 2 seconds. And you don't have that fear. You're garbage. Oh, I timed myself. Your man Dave, I timed myself. What are you timing yourself for? Just bring the child with you, you fucking dope. You know, I just don't get it, Jeremy.
So when you're in work, is the dog ever home alone? Has your dog ever been...
The dog does be, but it's in a safe environment, Jeremy. It's in a safe environment. A forecourt is not a safe environment. I would never say a forecourt is a safe environment for anybody or anything. You know, it is what it is. Look, if you can't grasp this, I get you. You do what you want with your 10-year-old. That's up to you. Me... I never left my kids in a fucking car, and I never will. Look, they're a lot older now.
But you let your daughter out roam the streets at night? Because
she's in front of my fucking house on a summer's night. She's over on a green,
so you're...
The green is in front of my fucking house. You know, there are all the kids up there.
A man couldn't pull up in a white van and take your daughter away?
We're watching them, Jeremy. We're watching. We always wear. But that's listen. You can take it. You can take what you want from this, okay? And start slagging me off about my daughter being on a green in front of my house. I don't care what you say. We're watching them. They're in their company, as they call us. But they're only literally in eyeball fucking view. We know the crack. All the parents are out. We're all out. But the fact of the matter is, when you're in a four-car garage and 30 seconds, me bollocks. I've been in garages before, and 5 and 6 and 7 minutes it's been taken. To get in and get out of there. Bring your fucking kid, but you know, stop acting a muppet. Anyway, get your shit together.
Yeah, stay there for a second. I'm getting a headache is what I'm getting.
Imagine being called a Karen because you're telling a mother, hey, don't leave your child alone because there's crazy people out there. You don't know what could happen. You don't take your eye off the ball being your child. This whole thing of, oh, I didn't want to wake her. Bullshit. The toddler would have went back to sleep anyway. Like, if you said you were only in there for 2 minutes, take the child out. It's not that hard. How would you live with yourself if something happened? I know you can't live in a world of what ifs, but that's what you do as a parent. You worry about everything. And you want to come on looking for sympathy? Fuck off. Should have taken your child out of the car. End of.
I don't know our listeners sometimes, because if we had a caller on now, for argument's sake, yeah, and I'm just making this up at the top of my head, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had a caller on saying, I was in a restaurant yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was a mother and her child, her 2-year-old child, sitting opposite us, and the child was drinking Coke.
Mm.
No, it's hard to believe. It's very unrealistic, yeah? But that's the topic, yeah? So someone's on the line now. I was in a restaurant yesterday, and there was a 2-year-old drinking a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, drinking a can. Not
this
even
is
Coke.
This is
not,
very random.
Not even Coke Zero. Full fat Coke.
Full fat Coke, okay.
People wouldn't be as annoyed. It's her choice as a parent. I just
know. I think people would see a baby drinking a can of Coke and would probably be think that that's not appropriate. Two is a baby. What, you want to send them out, get them their own mortgage and a job? Two is a baby. Of course it's a baby.
Yes, sorry. And I know Amanda's saying there's another Amanda on that keeps saying stop shaming mothers. Amanda,
I haven't shamed any mothers, no, actually. Well, I said shame on her for leaving her baby, but I haven't actually, you know, insulted her. I just said I disagree with what she did.
But sorry, to that Amanda, you were invited onto the show to defend mothers. So, like, I can't control people's opinions. You were invited onto the show. You chose not to come onto the show. So, there's no point
in just... I just find it crazy that people, like... would be triggered or find it Karenistic for people to want to protect their kids.
I like that word, Karenistic.
Yeah,
but imagine a kid drinking a can of Coke. That should be the next topic.
Well, two-year-olds should not be drinking Coke.
I agree with you.
Two-year-olds should not. A can of Coke has no place in a two-year-old's hand, yes. Nor does 7-Up. It's water or milk. End of story.
No.
There's no need for kids to be drinking fizzy drinks.
Okay, I thought we'd... calm things down, but
oh god, it's about to kick off again.
Angry Darren,
ring ding, ding. What's it? Ding ding ding. Yeah.
Angry Darren, how are you?
Good afternoon, folks.
Now you are on my side, is that correct?
I am indeed.
Which is the side of common sense. Thank you very
Jeremy,
much.
Jeremy, you've never.
I am very surprised by Katie now, to be honest.
Hang on, Jeremy's on the side of common sense.
Oh, by the way, Darren, can I just say something about Katie? Katie's the most judgmental mother. She literally spends her day on Maz on her rampages and all that. Literally shaming. Now, what
Jeremy,
you
did you just say those words? Common sense. You literally never left your young kids in the car alone. You absolute fool of a man.
Okay.
You pathetic human being.
We've invited a caller onto the show. So go on, Darren. Go ahead.
Is John still there, no?
I don't know if he's... John, are you there?
I sure am.
Oh, there we go, yep.
What's John saying there about the dog? John, why do you have to call everyone's name? Why do you always have to say everyone's name when talking to them?
What's that, sorry?
You were saying there about the dog in the back of the pickup Jeep, yeah?
Yes, I was, yes.
And you're saying, what you're saying there is cruel.
It's dangerous, I said.
And do you bring your dog in the car with you, do you?
I do, and I see...
What's the difference?
I tell you why, because they're inside a fucking car, Dad, and that's why.
And what's the difference? Oh, you're a moron, lad. What happens if you crash? It's the same end result will happen if I crash and you crash.
It's an open-back truck, you fucking idiot, Dad. Are you serious, Dad?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And if you crash...
Darren, hold on. My dog has a restraint and it goes into the safety belt. I'm sure you've seen it. Okay?
I would. Yeah. You do not put a seatbelt on your German Shepherd. Will you give up? Will you?
Serious. Do you know why I say that?
Oh my God.
I don't give a fuck if you don't believe me or not, Darren. Okay. There was a guy here. Hold on, Darren. I only invested in one day.
Yeah, I know my name, lad. Yeah.
Listen to me. A guy was done in the courts of the courts here. I don't know where it was, in somewhere in Dublin. He had a crash. The dog jumped in between him and his missus, and he crashed the fucking car. Now I'm telling you this, Darren. Okay, for
me. What's that to do with me?
You asked the question, I'm answering it. There's a reason why you have a restraint on the dog in the back, because. Fucking dog, and if that comes in between me and that steering wheel, someone's dead or I'm dead. That's why I restrained the dog in the back of the car. I don't get your shit where you put a dog in the back of a fucking pickup. I really don't.
Shut up for a minute, will you? I would actually love to get you send us a Pinsmara picture of your restraint with the dog in the restraint, and that would prove it.
Fuck all. I don't have to prove anything.
Exactly.
I think the only restraint we should have is on your gob, John, because literally the last.
Because I'm right.
If he agreed with you, you wouldn't be saying that to him. You patronize.
I'll just explain to you what happened with someone following me with the dog, right? I live about, I'd say, 4 minutes away from the closest town. And I put the dog in the back of the Jeep because he absolutely loves it.
Of course.
And a man, but it's a pickup Jeep. Like, it's open back. Like, he loves going in the back of it.
You're fucking mad, Darren. That's all. I think you're mad.
And come here, a car passed out about four cars to get behind me, and he followed me down to the shop. And there's a little small man, I'd say he had small man syndrome, and he started shouting on to me about, that's cruel, that's cruel. But that dog is the most looked after and walked dog ever.
Darren,
I live 4 minutes away.
With your dog, Darren, I'm just saying it's dangerous, Darren. I didn't say it's cruel. I know dogs.
It's the very same though as putting the dog in the back of the car. It's the very same.
It's not, Darren. He's in the safety of the car, of the shell. He's not inside, Darren. Darren, for whatever reason, a dog leaves the back of that bed of that truck. I'm telling you now, Darren, someone's going to break on. They're going to break on, and everybody's getting it. And that's it, Darren. I don't have to educate you on how stupid that is.
Okay, lads, we have to wrap it up there because we've moved.
What is going on?
I don't know. We've moved on to dogs, and Casey's gone into her hysterics. I'll tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen.
This was the most bizarre show ever.
Now, I'll tell you one thing about this podcast, and it has its critics, and that's fair enough. You don't hear anything like that anywhere else in the world, like the anger and the vitriol.
They're fighting over his head.
That we've literally just had a 5 minute argument about dogs being harnessed into cars and stuff like that. Anyway, can I just say one thing to you on a serious note, by the way, on a serious note, our friend and a listener who won't come on when you're on, Kira Jane, is taking this further because she was videoed in that garage forecourt, and we're going to hope to have her on the show tomorrow to tell her side of the story. So, fingers crossed, we will get an update on that. But she's very aggrieved that you guys were shaming her as a mother. Anyway, there you go. That's what happens when you come on Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Click the green bell on Spotify and you'll be notified when all the podcasts come up. As well, if you want to join our WhatsApp group, our WhatsApp channel, 085-825-2626. Simply text the word add me, WhatsApp that word add me to 085-825-2626 and you will be on our WhatsApp channel and you get the link to the podcast and the shows when they go live. And we will talk to you on the next edition of Opinions Matter. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.